Welcome to Chapter 3, where we're going to explore the fascinating world of cell theory and structure. In this chapter, we will cover the fundamental concepts that form the basis of our understanding of life itself. So, let's dive right in and see why this topic is so important. It's really the foundation of biology, and without it, we wouldn't understand how living organisms work. You know, all living organisms, from tiny bacteria to complex humans, are composed of cells, which are the fundamental unit of life. That's right, cells are the basic structural, functional, and biological unit of all living organisms. They're capable of independent existence and can carry out all the necessary functions for a living being. Now, that's a pretty powerful concept, and it's thanks to the invention of the microscope that we were able to discover cells in the first place. So, who were the key players in this discovery? Well, it was Robert Hooke who first discovered and named cells back in 1665, and then Anton van Leeuwenhoek, who observed live cells under a microscope in 1674. He's also credited with discovering the cells of bacteria, red blood cells, sperm, and protozoa, quite a legacy, right? Now, let's take a moment to think about this. How would our understanding of biology be different without these pioneers? Now, let's move on to cell theory, which states that all living organisms are composed of similar units of organization called cells. This concept was formally articulated by Matthias Schleiden and Theodor Schwann in 1839, and it's remained the foundation of modern biology ever since. The theory was later modified by Rudolf Virchow, but the core principles remain the same. So, what are these principles? Well, first, all living organisms are composed of one or more cells. Second, the cell is the basic unit of structure and function of living organisms. And third, cells arise from pre-existing cells. That's a really important point, because it helps us understand how living organisms grow and develop. Let's pause for a moment and check our understanding. Can you think of any examples of how cell theory applies to real-life situations? For instance, how do cells work together to form tissues and organs? That's something we'll explore in more detail later, but for now, just keep in mind that cells are the building blocks of life. Now, to help you remember the key points of cell theory, just try to recall the three main principles. All living organisms are composed of cells, cells are the basic unit of structure and function, and cells arise from pre-existing cells. That's a great starting point for our journey into the world of cells. As we wrap up this chapter, let's summarize the main points. We've covered the concept of cells as the fundamental unit of life, and the principles of cell theory. And now, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, in the next chapter, we'll be exploring the structure of cells in more detail, including the different types of cells and their functions. It's going to be a fascinating journey, so stay tuned.